Leading the news this morning, the management of Sydney radio station Today FM says it will cooperate fully with any investigations into a royal prank call that ended in tragedy. The London hospital at the centre of the hoax has officially complained after the nurse who took the call was later found dead. Law professor Barbara McDonald has told us on News Breakfast the station may have broken the law by putting the pre-recorded conversation to air without permission. Egypt's main opposition group has called for mass protests on Tuesday against a constitution drafted by President Mohamed Morsi. Mr. Morsi had made some concessions by reversing a decree that gave him sweeping new powers, but he still plans to go ahead with the controversial referendum. New South Wales police are seeking to extradite two Queensland men with alleged links to the Comanchero outlaw motorcycle gang. The men were arrested during a domestic disturbance on the Gold Coast yesterday. A fire that threatened homes on Stradbroke Island in Queensland has been brought under control. Tourists were evacuated yesterday and residents are still on high alert. Several caravans, a house, a large shed and a car have all been destroyed. And scientists have joined a chorus of disappointment over the final result of the UN climate conference in Qatar. The Doha meeting delivered a weakened Kyoto Protocol and agreed to continue tracking to a new agreement by 2015. But there was no commitment for genuine cuts to greenhouse gases.